Welcome to the inaugural episode of Music for Our Times. I'm your host, Christina Gillis, and I'll be your guide into the multifaceted and surprising world of contemporary classical music. Many people have only heard this genre of music as background in documentaries, commercials, or movies, and may not have realized what they were listening to. It's a genre that's difficult to classify because it's so different than what many people associate with the concept of classical music. This is probably the kind of thing you would expect to hear. But today's classical music sounds more like this.
To the side.
To the side.
To the
round. And around and around.
And around to the middle.
To the side. 2, 3, 4.
And 5.
6, 7, 8.
Through the midpoint.
Of the line drawn from
left side.
5, 6.
Alamanda. And around
and around.
Alamanda.
That was the Pulitzer Prize-winning composition of Partita for 8 Voices by Carolyn Shaw, a composer in her mid-30s. Before listening to more examples, I want to briefly discuss some characteristics of contemporary classical music. Some people, including me, like to refer to this genre as new music because it breaks away from past traditions and because its participants are so interested in creating groundbreaking works. New music is best compared to modern visual art. If you think of art as only landscapes and portraiture, you'd have a big surprise upon walking into the Museum of Modern Art in New York City, where on a given day you may witness a performance art piece, view an installation of found objects, and see abstract paintings. Similarly, music composition continues to evolve, and its participants are as interested as modern visual artists in creating work that reflects current surroundings, be they geopolitical, cultural, or technological. A perfect example of some of the tenets of new music is Ted Hearn's 2015 oratorio, The Source, in which the content is topical and which was first performed at BAM, an avant-garde performing arts space. The piece deals with the WikiLeaks of Chelsea Manning in 2010 and Manning's transformation from Bradley to Chelsea as she came out as transgendered. Does The Source involve modern themes? It is multimedia in that during the live performance, a video piece about the leaked documents was displayed. An interest in multimedia work using video, spoken word, dance, and other art forms is common in new music. Another feature of the genre exemplified in The Source is experimentation with new sound possibilities. In this case, the singers' voices were manipulated with auto-tune, a process usually reserved for pop music. Like modern art breaking away from the need to represent literal objects, contemporary classical music is not always beholden to melody. Many new works cannot be sung in the shower. Instead, there is a focus on rhythm and texture that was not emphasized in the days of Mozart. The last composer I'll use to illustrate new music is Steve Reich. My favorite composer and perhaps the grandfather of a style of contemporary classical music referred to as minimalism. He was one of the first to focus primarily on rhythm, perhaps owing to his experience as a percussionist. He went to Africa to study traditional drumming, but rather than take that music and insert it wholly into his own, he studied the music theory behind it to incorporate underlying principles into his own compositions. Many contemporary composers look out to world music, folk, and even pop to reflect their own interests and experiences in the modern world. Here is the beginning of Steve Reich's seminal work, Music for 18 Musicians. Composers and aspects of new music, consider this your down-and-dirty introduction to classical music beyond Beethoven. I hope you're inspired to check out more. If so, a great place to explore is newsounds.org. Better yet, if you get a chance to see contemporary classical music played live, take advantage of the opportunity. The experience is always richer in person than it is by listening to a recording. The following music was included in this podcast. Movement 1 of Antonio Vivaldi's The Four Seasons, Partita for 8 Voices by Carolyn Shaw, The Source by Ted Hearn, and last but not least, Music for 18 Musicians by Steve Reich. All of this music can be found on the Apple Music website. Thank you for listening to Music for Our Times.